Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Coming up this weekend, we've got some great NFL playoff action.
And that's right, Evan. The road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365.
What I'm about to say is a real Sean special, Teak. It's a real Sean special. To where when I say it, Sean is probably going to stand up and be like, "See? I know! See?" Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
If you look at the 8 remaining teams in the NFL, and you look at the quarterback, which is a pretty important position.
Yep.
You see Patrick Mahomes, first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
You see CJ Stroud, mm-hmm. first round pick. You see Jared Goff, first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
You see Jaden Daniels, first round pick. You see Matthew Stafford, first round pick. You see Josh Allen, first round pick. You see Lamar Jackson, first round pick.
Barely.
But still, first round pick.
Yeah, of course.
And the exception is Jalen Hurts, who is a second round pick.
See, Evan? See? And 3 of the 4 in the AFC teams traded up for.
Yes. And if you expand it to some of the teams that got knocked out, like the LA Chargers quarterback, first round pick, or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback, not by them, but first round pick, mm-hmm. or the Minnesota Vikings quarterback, yeah, not by them, first round pick.
You can't claim those guys.
You can't claim those guys.
I'll back you up. Once you've lost your starting position on the team that drafted you, you can't say you're a first round pick.
Tiki's right. See? Tiki's right. But those guys are home.
That's true.
I think it does show you, though, that as much as I'm not recommending the Jets or the Giants reach for a quarterback,
mm-hmm.
but if you look around the NFL at the successful ones, it's almost universal that they're first-round picks.
Well, I mean, that's because they're good. So I think what we're saying is, or we're trying to say, or convince ourselves to believe, is that you have to have a first-round quarterback in order to get to and win a Super Bowl. But the reality is you just need a good quarterback.
And where do you find them?
To get to and win a Super Bowl. Most of them are in the first round because there's a lot of bad quarterbacks that come into the league.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just never going to be viable starters. And so, like, to reach for one is the worst thing you can do. A guy that probably is not first round talent, but because there's no other first round talent, he gets into the first round because teams are desperate for the quarterback. That's the hardest evaluation in football, determining whether or not this guy who is ranked as one of the top quarterbacks is actually one of the top.
Yeah, no. And like, look, there are a lot of failed first round picks. We were talking earlier about a guy like Mitchell Trubisky.
There are tons.
Who is taken ahead of Pat Mahomes and taken ahead of Deshaun Watson. So it doesn't guarantee you anything. But I guess as we get closer to draft season and Jet and Giant fans talk about, well, we'll take one in the second round. We'll take one in the third round. Those are the exceptions. Like, at the end of the day, Jalen Hurts and even Russell Wilson, they're more the exception than they are the rule. Like, you can find guys who are successful in the second and third round, or even use the Tom Brady example, but they're just not likely.
That has been my point from the beginning. It's not that it's easy to find a quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's easy to hit. And it's not that you should ever take one you don't believe in. I do believe that. But ultimately, for anybody that says it's harder, it's so hard to find a quarterback in the first round to be elite, I don't disagree. But I think it is actually harder to find a good quarterback with any other option outside of the first round, and I believe statistics point that out. Before you answer, Tiki, I just want to say the Road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Yeah, and I think so much of evaluating them is knowing what caused them to have success in college. Right? Because C.J. Stroud didn't have he didn't win national championships at Ohio State, but he was good.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably suffered from the Ohio State never puts out elite quarterbacks until they do. You know what I mean? And they finally did, which was him.
Punished for Justin Fields not being great right away.
Right. Or what was the other guy that came in?
Well, Cordell Jones.
Cordell Jones. And I can't even think of the one.
Was Dwayne Haskins Ohio State?
Yeah. And so there's a bunch of them that proceeded, and they just weren't NFL ready, or I don't know, they had work ethic or whatever it may have been. Josh Allen played in a small school.
Yeah.
But he was good.
It's tough to identify, but when you do, it changes your franchise. The other thing is, and this is going to go both ways, if you look at the current teams in the NFL playoffs, think about what the coaches' backgrounds are in terms of offense, defense, or specials. Sean McDermott comes from a defensive background.
Mm-hmm.
D'Amico Ryans comes from a defensive background.
Yep.
Dan Quinn comes from a defensive background. And then you've got some offense. Dan Campbell comes from an offensive background, even though he was an assistant tight ends coach.
He's kind of neutral.
Yeah, I agree with you, by the way.
Right.
I say offense just to be fair to this discussion, but you're right. Like, his background was...
His background is an ass-kicking motivator.
Yes.
He's closer to John Harbaugh coming from special teams, controller.
No, it's not even that. He's unique. Like, one of the first stories he ever told me, Dan, it was about the rivalry between Texas A&M and Texas. And I can't even repeat it, but I was like, I love this Tim Eller. I love this dude. He is awesome.
The truth is, he is unique in this whole thing. But you can see there's a good mix of defensive-minded head coaches.
Yeah, but those defensive-minded head coaches...
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also have very good coordinators.
They do, but here's the problem, all right? Because getting to the playoffs is cool. I'd like to get to the playoffs. Sean, Lugie, Utique, you'd like to get to the playoffs. But ultimately, we want to win a Super Bowl. So let's think about the coaches that have been to just the Super Bowl. Not winning the Super Bowl, just been there. Andy Reid, offensive background. Kyle Shanahan, offensive background. Nick Sirianni, offensive background. Zach Taylor, offensive background. Bruce Arians, offensive background. Sean McVay, offensive background. The last time a defensive-minded, if you will, or comes from a defensive background.
Doesn't even count Belichick,
it's
right?
Bill Belichick.
God, you can't even count him.
And if you don't want to count Bill, which is totally fine, you got to go back to a guy who's actually coaching this weekend. That's right. The last defensive-minded head coach, if you don't want to include Belichick, because I get it, so many years have gone by, is Dan Quinn. With the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
So, as the Jets are approaching this, it may be Brian Flores' defensive background. It may be Aaron Glenn's defensive background. Track records, in terms of just getting to a Super Bowl, is overwhelming offensive-minded head coaches. Mm-hmm. Now, is that going to disqualify me from hiring a defensive-minded coach? No. But it is frustrating that the Jets never go offense. The one time they've got offense is with Adam Gase, and that caused us to scream and yell and have, you know, heart attacks.
Yeah. The problem is it's not there's not new coaches coming in. It's all they're all of the same vein, in a sense. You know what I mean? It's Andy Reid kind of stands alone by himself, but, I mean, he's basically got a dynasty right now, so I guess that's fine because he's been there multiple times. But when you think about the Shanahans and the McVays, like, they're kind of the same tree.
Yeah.
And so, I there's nothing unique. So, I think you know what it takes to get there. And so, when you take shots on whoever the new head coach is for the Jets or any of these other teams that are hiring, unless it's kind of following the same path, you're kind of screwed. Even the Texans.
Yeah.
I know it's D'Amico Ryans, but D'Amico Ryans was the defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. And his offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, was the guy who was teaching the quarterbacks,
right?
In San Francisco, so it's still an extension of them, if that makes sense.
Which is fine as long as it works, but we haven't had a defensive-minded head coach win a Super Bowl since Bill. And if you don't want to include Bill, you got to go back even further. But here's my strategy as a Jet fan: it's fine.
Who's the last one to win one? To win it, Pete Carroll, right?
Pete Carroll, you're right.
Tony Dungy, right?
No, but he said the last
one. No, but I'm saying going back the last, like, 20 years.
Yeah, you got to go back even further. No, Mike Tomlin. Did it. I mean, you got a few, but it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Here's my strategy as a Jet fan. Go become a playoff consistent team. Go hire a head coach that just gets you there. And after a few years of being frustrated, of losing in the wild card round or losing in the divisional round, so we're talking 5 years from now, so maybe 7 years from now, then we'll have a discussion of, all right, who can get us to the next level?
Yeah, fire him and hire somebody from the Shanahan tree.
Right. And I'll give you a great example of this, just predicting the future for you, because I can see it. It's very obvious to me. That's actually occurring right now with one of our franchises. There is a guy making everything good, everything solid, with there every year, and then eventually, not yet, I'm not there yet, not yet, calm down over there. At some point, we'll have uncomfortable conversations of, but you can't win with this guy, so let's replace them.
You're talking about Tom Thibodeau.
Oh, we all know. We're talking about Tom Thibodeau.
And we'll
Thibodeau.
All go in the right direction, right?
Right.
Sean?
What do you mean? I don't know what that means.
What he's trying to do is take a jaywalk.
What?
You can't be this. Okay.
What are they doing?
So,
do you know what's going on back there?
No.
I think you're playing dumb right now, I think, right?
I'm not playing dumb. I'm merely saying.
College.
About what? College?
Who's on his team?
What are they talking about? Replacing Tom Thibodeau?
Where did he go? Where did all the players go?
Oh, Jay Wright. I didn't know you were replacing Tom already.
I'm not replacing anybody. I said Sean.
No, I thought you were going to fight back with me. I was just saying Thibodeau is on his way to doing what I want the Jets to do. You're in the playoffs every year. Mm-hmm. You're very good. And at some point, it differs for all of us. We say, okay, that's not enough.
Yeah, at some the Knicks are going to smoke a Jay.
Right. Now I get it because you're talking about Jay Wright. By the way, you're both right about that. Like, that is an inevitable.
Good job, Evan.
I like the jaywalking one.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, you're right about that. Like, you guys will get there.
You got it.
No, I'm with you, though.
No, I know. You're nailing it.
Yeah.
Well, now I think you're both messing with me. The way I
look. No. What we're trying to tell you, Tommy, and we'll explain a little bit further a little bit later on, is the Knicks are really cool and fun, and that's awesome. Eventually, you're not there yet, and that's cool. You don't have to get there. There will be a moment in which you say, I'm sick of just being good. I need to be great. And you will turn a microphone on WFAN, and you will say, I need a new head coach to get me to that level. What I'm saying as a Jet fan is, get me to that consistent, we're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then, eventually, we will have a conversation on who's our next head coach to get us to the next level. Does that make sense?
I think Tom Thibodeau at some point is going to be vilified. And then, obviously, Lugar will be so numb, he's going to need Nova Kane.
I get that. See, he said Villa like Nova, and the Nova's for the Kane.
Yes, I hear you.
I'm sorry you're here.
Very good. Good work. Speaking of the Knicks.
Well done, Sean.
That was well done. Maybe your finest work.
Thank you.
Speaking of the Knicks, a little bit later on, we will figure out who Josh Hart hates on his own basketball team, because clearly that's an undercurrent that we absolutely need to address.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.